It has now been over 10 years since Internazionale last won Italy's Scudetto. In that time, fans of the famous Italian side have had to watch the old lady of Turin dominate the Serie A title race. But this season, that streak could finally break. Sat top of the table, after 27 matches at the time of this recording, Inter Milan could be set to win their first title since the 2009-2010 campaign, and there's one player in particular who is pushing the side towards glory. That man, of course, is Belgian striker Romelu Lukaku. A product of Anderlecht's famous youth academy, from an early age it was obvious to those around him that Lukaku would go to the very top in the game of football. Now 10 years on from his spell in Belgium, and after subsequent impressive outings with West Brom, Everton and Manchester United, as well as his short stint at Stamford Bridge with Chelsea, the decorated striker has landed in Milan in an effort to try and help Inter to some long overdue domestic success. It has now been nearly a year and a half since Romelu Lukaku swapped the red side of Manchester for the blue side of Milan. Players so often scapegoated by some during his two-year stint at Old Trafford, the 27-year-old has now developed into one of Europe's most complete, dynamic and deadly strikers under the tutelage of former Chelsea manager Antonio Conte. With nearly 250 goals to his name in his senior club career, few can beat out Lukaku's goal tally in European domestic football. But it's beyond this phenomenal strike rate as to where Lukaku has really grown as a player over the past 18 months. With a return of 113 goals in 252 appearances within the English top flight, Lukaku is one of the most prolific strikers in recent Premier League history. Instead though, it was always his lack of all-round top quality build-up play and supposed poor first touch that never truly endeared the Belgian striker to the Manchester United faithful during his stint at Old Trafford. His in-depth statistics in Milan so far though show that he's now started to remedy those key weaknesses. Normally partnered up front for Inter with Lautaro Martinez in a 3-4-1-2 or 3-5-2 formation and setup, boss Antonio Conte has created a system capable of getting the very best out of Lukaku. In the little and large pairing, the Belgian acts as the target man of the tandem, a striker that is capable of attacking incoming crosses via his aerial ability, but also one able to hold up play to create chances for the players around him on the pitch. In fact, this season Lukaku has an expected assist per 90 figure of 0.18, which is higher than in his first season at Inter, where that figure stood at 0.09, or during either of his seasons with Manchester United, where the figure stood at 0.12 on average. A diet off the field dramatically changed his appearance after he arrived in the Italian fashion capital back in 2019. His now leaner stature has born a player much more confident with the ball at his feet. Unlike at points in his Premier League career, Lukaku is now no longer an aggressive one-dimensional forward who merely likes to run directly at both centre-backs. Rather, the marksman now enjoys dropping behind Martinez to obtain possession, before playing passes either out wide or backwards, if necessary, in an effort to move his side collectively up the field of play. As a result, Lukaku has now been involved in 35 shots following a ball carry this season, 22 shots of which have been his own, and 13 that have created chances for his teammates. In contrast, during the whole of last season, his total stood at 32, 23 shots of his own, and 9 chances created. In fact, only 3 players have been involved in a shot attempt following a carry more often than Lukaku in Serie A this season. They are Juventus' Cristiano Ronaldo with 48, Crotone's Junior Macias with 40, and Napoli's Lorenzo Insigne also with 40. The Belgian international has improved in other areas of his attacking play as well. he's refined his shooting to only take attempts from more intelligent positions on the field. In Serie A this season, Lukaku has averaged 0.61 expected goals per 90 from non-penalty chances, his best ever record in a single campaign. Further evidence of this comes from his average expected goals per open play shot figure of 0.20 in the 2020-21 campaign. Another career high in a figure that is impressively up from 0.15 during the 2019-20 season with Inter and his previous highest of 0.19 at Manchester United during the 2018-19 campaign. To simplify this, this season Lukaku has had chances that a player would be expected to score 20% of the time based on historical averages. Away from expected goals, we can see further improvement with his average touches in the opposition penalty area this season. That figure standing at 7.6 per 90 minutes of action, improving from 6.6 last year and 5.2 during his time at Old Trafford. Simply put, never has Lukaku had a higher proportion of his touches inside the box in a top flight season, whether that be in England or Italy, than he has this campaign. That figure standing at a very impressive 18.7%. As mentioned before as well, his strongest asset has always been his goal scoring, but even by his own sky-high standards, his strike rate in Serie A this season has been exceptional. His minutes per goal ratio stands at a goal per 108 minutes of action. And even though he can still suffer from lapses in concentration in front of goal, and even though he is still capable of missing gilt-edged chances on occasion, these instances have seemingly become a lot less of a problem during his time at Internazionale. To highlight that, his big chance conversion rate of 55% in Serie A this season is higher than it's been at any other club during his career, and well above that of his time at Manchester United in the Premier League, where his record stood at 42%. His all-round improvement hasn't gone unnoticed by fans, teammates and managers alike though. Conte recently spoke to Sky Italia about his star player, stating, "Romelu is a different player to what he was a year ago. He is working and you can see just the way he receives the ball, the way he moves, everything has improved." And there's admirers elsewhere too. Recent reports in the English media have begun to suggest that Pep Guardiola and Manchester City could come calling in the summer. Whether that is the case or indeed a transfer does indeed materialise will remain a mystery for a while just yet. But the advances of the Spanish manager only go to highlight Lukaku's improvement as an all-round striker. The fact that a manager so devilish in the detail of his intricate system, so set in his ways on playing lovely, free-flowing, tiki-taka-based football, would have the Belgian international at the very top of his shopping list, speaks volumes of the 27-year-old's progress since departing the opposite side of Manchester in the summer of 2019. For now though, there's a Scudetto to be won, and if Lukaku can continue his fine form into the latter stages of this season, the Belgian striker could be the main catalyst in pushing Inter Milan to their first Serie A title in 11 very long years.
That was Romelu Lukaku, Revelling in Redemption, written and read by Nathan Evans, with music from Audio Network and hosted and produced by me, Graham Bell. This article originally appeared on theanalyst.com, home of data-driven storytelling, which features more great in-depth articles like this from across the sporting world. Why not visit our website today and read all about how Declan Rice has become the cornerstone of a West Ham United side challenging for Champions League football next season, whilst also making himself a fixture in the England team ahead of the European Championship. Daniel Storey ponders whether England have finally produced the all-action, multifunctional holding midfielder they needed. You'll find that and so much more on theanalyst.com, and you can also join in the conversation on our Twitter and Instagram accounts too, at OptaAnalyst. In the meantime, you can continue to get lost in the reads from The Analyst by subscribing on your preferred podcast application, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many others, where we would also love for you to rate and review the show too, giving us those all-important 5-star ratings. And don't forget to check out our Premier League season's mini-series reflecting back over the history of the competition. All 5 episodes are available for you to listen to right now. We'll be back with another episode soon, but for now, thanks for listening, and it's so long from everyone at the Reads from The Analyst.